I'm recording because Rob Benedict and I are going to do a podcast today. That's right, today, October 26, 2023. Now, I'm waiting for Rob to send me a Zoom link because I'm not the Zoom link guy. That's Rob's department. A lot of people say, what's the division of labor? The podcast that you do with Rob Benedict. And I usually respond with, you want to start with hello? But sure, I'll dive in. And what it is... we both get together and record. Rob sets up the Zoom link, and then we record the podcast when I get to the Zoom link and use the Zoom link, which I'm doing right now. Like, for example, he just sent a Zoom link. I'm copying the Zoom link into my email. I'm going to send it to myself. And then I will open the Zoom link, go into the Zoom room where Rob will be waiting. Usually he beats me there. That's, you know, I'm telling you the real story, warts and all. And then we record the podcast. And then I go on my merry way. I send him the file either then, or I forget and send it to him much later or days later. But I try to do it right then while I'm thinking about it. And then old Robbie and I, well, we don't really speak again until Rob sends me a message saying, Rich, I've completed the podcast and I'm releasing it to our Patreon folks and it'll go live tomorrow. And I say, thumbs up, babo. But I don't actually say that. I just do it with an emoji. So it's a pretty fair split. He does the Zooming and setting up of all the technical parts of getting us connected via Zoom. Then we both record together, we equal weight there. And then he handles all the post-production angles and necessities that go with the recording a show. And now live here with me now as a part of the podcast, I hope he's already recording, ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Rob Benedict.
Just now recording. Whew. I didn't know where we're going. We have liftoff already.
Dude, I'm going live. I was going live. It was just because I was getting questions from people.
Oh, wow.
Not real questions from actual people, but like what I know, what the people want to know. So I was answering questions.
Uh-huh. Wow, great. And how did it go? How was it going?
Great. You came out looking good.
Okay, good.
I was talking about the sort of equitable division of labor that you and I share when it comes to doing this podcast. So we both kind of carry our weight and you know, it's equal parts, Rob and Rich. Very, very delicately balanced and, you know, calibrated. And without that balance, I don't know what we have. You know what I mean?
Well, okay.
hey, what's going on? Rob and Rich are the kings of con.
Right. Well, we both show up.
That's exactly. You're. It's like you've read my answer or heard it.
Eventually.
Right. Yes. I did honor the fact that sometimes I'm tardy.
Sometimes you are tardy. There are technical issues that one of us sometimes has, but those are well documented.
Sometimes I have some technical challenges.
Yeah, and that's well documented. All you have to do is just turn on one of our podcasts, and you'll hear that the challenge that you have.
Yeah, there's some challenges, but you know what? We're here to also show you that you know we're not perfect. A lot of people look at Rob and Rich and go, "Oh, those guys are perfect." No. At least I assume somewhere somebody might have said that once. And
in terms of relationships,
and anything. I mean, right. Like as humans on the earth.
Sure.
We just look like we got it all going on.
Right.
5'7", 5'8", strolling around in those bodies. I mean, come on. The world's our oyster.
I mean, one of us, you can tell that they're definitely flawed. There's something terribly wrong.
And the other one is you. I know.
Oh,
but
no.
But here we go. We're letting people know.
Yeah,
that it's okay that like there are struggles that sometimes you do have a technical challenge that you need your buddy to solve, or maybe you are a little late and need your buddy to calm down and be patient, or maybe you forgot that you were scheduled to do a podcast. You got to get your buddy to reschedule. Maybe he needs to miss his family thing so you can still get down to the tavern with the fellas. You know what I mean? Like,
And one of us records. Writes, records, produces, masters all the music for the show.
Correct. I am not trying to step on that area at all. That's all Babo, you know.
But other than that, yeah, no, it's an even...
It's a 50-50 split. That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Well, in this regard, you came on first. I'm the one who's tardy. And
yeah, I mean, I kind of jumped the gun because I wanted to answer the question coming from the people.
Yeah, you know, when we go on Zoom, so we're looking at each other while we're doing this, and when you come right. on Zoom, it's there's a lag time where there's like a 5 seconds where you're talking, but I can't hear you yet. So that was quite terrifying. You're like,
oh, just mouthing to me. What I might be saying.
And you're like, and I hope he's recording, and go Babbo. I was like, just made it in under the wire. So listen, I'd like to pick up something that we were talking about a second ago, because we just...
All right, Robbie and I are going to dive right into it, everybody, so buckle up.
We were recording some ads for the Supernatural Then and Now podcast that we do.
Supernatural Then and Now, a podcast that Robin, Rich, and I, all three of us. It's a rewatch podcast, starting at the beginning and going all the way through all 15 seasons. We're now mid-season 4. Yeah. Join us, won't you? A Supernatural Then and Now, available wherever you get your podcast and for free.
It was that kind of thing. That was the cleanest take we had, what you just said. you were telling me that, so walk me through what happened with Hank yesterday and the ad and the margarita and the naked people.
Okay, so here's what's happened. Thanks to Rob sort of being social and hosting social events, If you're a long-time listener of the podcast, you know that sort of Hank and JC have been nemeses, you know, for a long time. The Iron Poop Dog scandal and all kinds of things going on. Well, now it's like, because of Rob's social graces, they're now in cahoots.
Right. Yeah.
And so,
can
you know,
say what the thing is about the commercial and all that?
Yeah, so though Matthew McConaughey and his wife started a tequila company called Pantalones.
Which, first of all, throw down with Matthew McConaughey. I mean, that's JC's deal. JC's the tequila.
No, she's doing margaritas.
Well, still.
He's just doing tequila. He's doing one ingredient of what is a superior brand of RTD that's ready to drink margaritas called El Mar. El Mar, the premium ready to drink margarita, sourced and manufactured at the Mecca of margaritas, Jalisco, Mexico.
And now we cue the song.
El Mar, it's not far, it's right here in your hand. Like beer from a can, but it's not in a can. And it's not beer, it's margarita.
El Mar!
Hecho en Mexico. Enjoy it everywhere.
RTD! DCF!
Margarita!
Go to enjoyelmar.com.
Oi!
That's Spanish for today.
And by the way, one of your best theme songs ever.
Thank
Everybody
you.
Loves it. Everybody's going to town.
That was really.
I'm not sure why they're going into town. I don't mean they're going into town. I mean everybody's just reacting. They love it.
Did she send Good it job. To the boss?
Yeah, the whole team. The whole El Mar executive staff has heard it and loved it.
That's funny.
And that they said to themselves in an email, "Rich and Rob are great songwriters and jingle producers." To which I said, we sure are.
They said, get Hank on the line.
Hank's a magician.
And so Matthew McConaughey, who I can never say his name right, I had a conversation
Let's do it together. Matthew McConaughey.
Is there a G in there?
Just say it.
Matthew McConaughey.
No, there is a G in there. And
it's Matthew. Silent.
First of all, you're nailing the Matthew, so let's just skip the Matthew part.
Mick,
you got that down.
MC Mick. McConaughey.
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 No, McConaughey.
McConaughey.
There's that O-U-G and H in there.
McConaughey. Okay.
McConaughey. Do you have any friends named Honahay?
No.
Okay. You had a friend named Honahay. McConaughey is son of Honahay in the old Irish or Scottish
right,
or where
right.
else from.
Honahay.
So if you just, like I said, you could just practice son of Honahay. McConaughey.
So his name was like Honahay Johnson.
Yeah, him Mick
Honahay.
So let's do it again. Rob, introduce the celebrity of the day.
Matthew McConaughey.
Try not to sound like you're choking on a gobstopper. I'll try it again. I'll show you. Just repeat after me. Matthew. Oh, look, it's Steve, everybody.
Steve.
Tardy Steve.
What the hell? Why isn't he at school?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, Steve slept in because he didn't have class till right now. Are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm leaving right now.
That's crazy.
All right, have a great day. Love you.
I love you too.
Okay. What are you ready to repeat after me?
Yeah. Matthew.
Matthew. I said repeat after me, not with me. Sorry. Matthew.
Matthew.
McConaughey.
McConaughey.
No, too hard on the too hard on the this is not a
how is
not
it
doing
spelled?
Like hard
isn't it
C
is
card.
It MCC?
It's M C K N O U W G H E Y. McNaughey. McConaughey.
I've got now I gotta look it up.
Mickey Canalkinay.
McConaughey. Yeah, it's M C C.
It's like the band 10cc's.
McConaughey. That's a different.
Yeah,
person.
But you're saying McCon, like it's O. It's OU. McCown. McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew,
all right. Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey. See, it's so weird because there's not a. McCon. Oh hey.
Like yeah. Like oh hey, like you're saying like you're stoned talking to one of your buddies.
Oh hey.
Like you're loaded and you see Scott Speedman across the street.
Yeah.
Oh hey.
Oh, hey.
So you gotta say McConaughey. Oh hey.
Hey.
Oh hey.
McConaughey.
Oh hey.
McConaughey. Hey, I got it now.
McConaughey.
Okay, so Matthew McConaughey. He came up
Matthew McConaughey.
Now he has a tequila.
Yes.
And JC's up in arms.
No, JC can't believe less. It. But she saw an ad with him wearing no pants and his wife is wearing no pants and they're riding motorcycles, kind of, I think, taking the mickey out of George Clooney and the...
His tequila.
Not, you know that billboard that is George Clooney and not George Clooney?
Yeah, yeah.
The two guys.
By the way, not George Clooney's doing just fine because...
Yeah, nobody's passing the hat for not George Clooney.
Not, because not George Clooney, not only did they sell that company for like $18 billion... he's married to Cindy Crawford.
Right. No, like I said, nobody's weeping a tear for not George Clooney.
But yes, anyway, George Clooney and not George Clooney.
So George Clooney and not George Clooney are...
lampooned.
They're lampooned by the McCoys, where they're both on motorbikes, not wearing pants.
Uh-huh.
And then JC immediately saw the ad and sent me a text from Northern California, where she's on a business trip, going, hey... You and Rob, will you guys take off your pants and ride bikes around Giles' house? Because Giles has got agave plants in front of his house.
Oh, funny.
And I'm like, yeah, we'll go over to bike around half naked in front of Baskets DP Giles Dunning's house. As long as we let Baskets DP Giles Dunning know about it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, man, that's...
And then
that was funny and that was great. Then hours later, I mean hours, I'm going to get the exact time here because it's all time stamped. The texting timestamp stuff, which is cool. So at 8:35.
You do military time? Why?
Of course. Oh, you don't?
No, I live in America. We don't do that.
Well, when the shit rains down from the skies, guess who'll be scrambling to figure out what time it is on their goddamn normal watch? Not this guy.
Why? Why, when shit rains down from the skies, are we going to tell time differently?
Because shit like that is the attitude that got us into this mess to start with. And people like you will be pushed to the side so we can solve this problem at 1,300 hours while you're still trying to figure that out with your fucking crayon and tablet paper.
We'll
be moving on and the front will be moving forward and people will be in peril.
At 1 in the afternoon? Why can't we wait? And do it.
See how long it took you to figure that out?
Sundown.
That's embarrassing.
It did take
anyway, at 20:35, sir.
8:35.
I got a, here comes Hank.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hank's in.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent this, the ad, the same ad that JC had sent me of Matthew McConaughey and wife Camilla, pantless in a tequila promo. And he followed it with, JC, you know what you have to do. But he sent it to both of us. And I sent a screenshot of when JC sent it to me, which was at literally 12 hours earlier, 8:54 in the morning. Uh-huh. And she had said, can you and Rob take your pants off, which is actually what her direct message was. Uh-huh. And I said, done and done.
Oh, man, I wish she'd text me. That's pretty hot.
And then she said, you were to text back, they're off. Now what? Now what do I do?
But Hank didn't say me. Hank meant you and her should do it.
Well, I don't know. He was saying, he's not going to suggest that JC go pantless. He's going to suggest that either that JC has subservience go pantless. But, that, you know, I mean, maybe JC going pantless. JC going pantless would move product. I mean, let's, you know.
It would move more product than you and me, but.
I don't know. We're gonna keep it classy here. Keep my wife's nudity out of it because I feel like only this gets me in trouble.
The true statement, what you just said, is that we are her subservience.
Correct. That part is true. By the way, so is Hank. He just didn't know it yet.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I sent to Hank after I sent the screenshot of JC being on it 12 hours before he was. I said, check what time she sent me the above text. Chilton. She's way ahead of you. And I did say Chilton with that tone. Uh-huh. You know, I texted it, but you know, he gets it.
Sure.
And I said, getting Rob out of his pants would be no problemo, I said. And then JC chimed in, yeah, I really see no way around it. Rich and Rob just have to take off their pants. It's the only way to sell it. And Pam Chilton chimed in. They really do.
Wait, Pam Chilton's on this text message?
Yeah. Pam
in the text. Fuck.
Yeah, man. Pam's in it.
Okay, to me, that's the takeaway. Why am I not included on these kind of text messages?
I don't know either. JP Banu said, I'll take my pants off too if you ask nicely.
JP is not on that text. And that's when Scott Speeman said, going through everyone I know. No, but was Pam really on it?
No, for real. So Pam said, they really do. And then Hank said, I'll take my pants off if you ask nicely. And then he changed his mind. He backed out of it. He said, no, wait. I only remove my pantaloons for bourbon.
Not for tequila.
And then here's what happened here. JC said, you're going to have to do it for the margarita. Again, there's really no other option. Now she's talking directly to Hank, you know? Mm-hmm. And Hank not backing down because, you know,
he's Hank.
When it really comes down to it, they're nemeses.
Yeah.
JC and Hank. Uh-huh. He said, going to have to ask nicer than that.
Oh, man.
And that's it. That's where it stands now. Yeah. To be continued.
Yeah. You know what? I changed my mind. I'm glad I wasn't on that. And things just got weird. You know what I mean?
Dude, can you believe
Hank and Machete
going at it? When are they starting their podcast?
I don't know.
They threatened to a while ago.
I've got a song for that too.
Play it.
I don't think you're ready for Hank and the Machete.
I haven't listened good to it one in a while, but yeah.
I remember when we wrote that, and we had a lot of laughs.
You and me really wrote that.
Man, Ashevitz, Robert. Halloween's around the corner. Two things are happening. Rob will be attending a birthday party in honor of the Machete coming up this weekend. That'll be fun. Along with Hank and Pam Chilton. I mean, maybe it'll go toe-to-toe with them. Yeah. Maybe it'll all come out. And then we're seeing more of Rob Benedict than we've seen in years because then it's the Tyler Hayes.
What, I don't know anything about that. You keep mentioning that. I've not gotten an invite. I don't know when that is.
You'll be getting the invite. Everybody calm down. Tyler Hayes is opening a BDDW showroom in Los Angeles, California, which is awesome.
Where, when, what?
November 2nd.
Next Thursday.
Yeah. Is that right? I think that's right. Yeah.
And you're sure that I'm going to get an invite to this?
Unless you did something to offend people that I'm not aware of.
No, did but you? I'm not going to be here, unfortunately. I'm going to be playing a show in Atlanta. Aren't you flying to Jacksonville that day?
We got the red eye, 1 in the morning.
Smart.
I can't miss the Tyler Hayes.
Yeah, wish
opening.
I could be there. Yeah, show in Atlanta that night. Two shows. Loudon Swain is playing at the convenient hours of 9 and 11.
When can they get to, when? Where can they get tickets to that, Robert?
You know, the best thing to do is check loudonswain.com.
Is that a website?
Yes.
Is that a web address to a
or
website?
Or as Steve Heim would say,
okay.
www.loudonswain.com. Or you can search
now
Eddie's Attic in Atlanta, because that's where we're playing. And that's...
Eddie Zadok? Is that a man's name?
Attic.
Eddie Zadok. Hey,
aren't you playing... I think you're playing Eddie Zadok in a few weeks with the Peanut Butter and Jelly people.
I auditioned to play Eddie Zadok, but I think it went to a different actor.
That makes sense.
Boy, well, you're not in the mood.
What do you mean?
Good Lord.
You thought,
I'm watching you over here, and you're like, ugh.
Eddie Zadok, I don't know.
Eye roll. Eddie's I'm doing Attic. A good Eddie Zadok bit.
Know,
you're like
Eddie Zadok. I don't know. It didn't get me like sometimes. You normally really crack me up. Eddie Zadok. Let it be known that Eddie Zadok did not push the funny bone.
Make a note, everybody. Steer clear of Eddie Zadok jokes. I tell you what, it's an open season on Matthew. But not
See, exactly.
on Eddie Zadok.
That's funny. I once did a guest star recurring role on Franklin and Bash, and my character had to say Matthew McConaughey, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't get it right. I had a G in there, and I was calling it McConaughey. And Franklin and Bash, and one of them, by the way, is your favorite person who you always wanted to replace me. Yeah, and they were laughing at me because I could not say Matthew McConaughey.
Well, in their defense, that's ridiculous. You couldn't say the man's
well,
name.
Well, sure, and it's their show, and it always feels good to be laughed at by Breckenmeyer. But the point.
Oh please, you come on! You would be laughing in Breckenmeyer's face if he couldn't say
no.
Matthew
it was
McCaw,
funny,
right.
And it was funny, and I'm a dipshit. But I was telling that story to Hank Chilton because we were just talking about this. And we were laughing about it. And he said, you should have gone with it. You should have, like, your character can't say his name. You know what I mean? Like, that could have been... I was like, yeah, if I was really in the moment, that's what I would have done. But I couldn't get out of my head that Breckenmeyer and Mark Paul Gosselaar were laughing at me. And Kumail Nanjiani.
I assume they're all cast members of that show. Let me tell you something. If you think they're rough on you over at Franklin and Bash, then you better steer the F clear
know,
of Rizzoli and Isles. I mean, like, that is
no,
that
know.
Is fertile ground for FU
I know.
Territory. You know what I'm saying? All of those shows that are
two
just
people's
two
names.
People's names.
Yeah. Yeah, what was the, what's the famous Lady Cop show with Tyne Daly?
Man. I know what you're talking about. It's a show from the
Tyne 80s.
Tyne Daly.
And it's,
Look it up.
Oh, man. Tyne Daly. And what's
Tyne
her
Daly.
Name?
The And the person
Tyne
is
Daly.
Not Tyne Daly.
And she is famous for...
Murphy Brown.
Sharon Glass. Cagney and Lacey.
You don't want to take that guff over to Cagney and Lacey.
No, Tyne.
Because that set is now
I
15 different shows since then.
I'm good friends with Tyne Daly's daughter, and...
I know, she was in Kings of Con, my friend.
And Tyne is a lovely woman. That's right, for those of you playing along, Tyne Daly's daughter played the what would you... Yeah,
Hotel receptionist. Which, by the way, got a ton of play because it was in every trailer. I mean, she's only in one
scene.
She's
so good.
But that
scene she's so
got
funny
a lot
in
of,
it. Yeah.
A lot of airtime.
Yeah, when you and I are being assholes or just dipshits. Really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's that. Did you hear there's a new Beatles song coming out?
They've
recorded
a hot new track from the Beatles.
But they're calling it the last song. It's a. Kind of like what they did for the long time ago for that,
Freeze the Bird.
Where they I think they have John's voice singing a song, and the remaining Beatles, Ringo and Paul.
George, there's no George. Who replaced George?
Well, it's
George.
With the help of AI. That's what's sort of controversial about it. But it's Paul. It's really Paul. It's really Ringo. It's really John's voice, and then I think they use some AI stuff. I don't know. I'm not all in yet, but I love the Beatles. I'm staring at a picture of the Beatles on my wall right now.
Are you?
Yeah. Do you know who Hirschfeld is? He did a drawing. Yeah.
The cartoonist.
And when Ruth and I were in New Orleans last time, we were taking a walk, went into this studio, this art studio, and there was a... there are only 200 of these printed. And it's the Beatles crossing the Abbey Road. It's the cover of the Abbey Road. I'm going to show it to you because it's on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. Really cool. And Ruth goes, "Ooh, you got me nothing for a spring fling. This could be it.
Oh, Thanksgiving 2024. You haven't got me anything."
Like our imitations of Ruth and JC are, "Oh, what are you going to get me for a present?" "Yes, Richard, what are you getting us for a present?"
Yeah, or JC's always, that's great. So you need to pick Frank up at 4.
"I got your present." "Cool, listen, set it in the garage. I'm going to have you back your car out of here so I can get my Vespa out because I got to scoot."
In all fairness, Ruth actually bought it for me for my birthday.
Yeah, but that's also, she's got you on that too. "Oh, I'm buying this for you." Wait, I don't, are we sure we, "Yeah, for you."
Yeah, that is true.
Seemed a bit pricey. "Oh, it's a gift."
"Remember when I bought that for you?" She's been gone for like 2 weeks, and I feel like my Ruth imitation is hurting because I she's not been around to, So, new Beatles song. What else can I tell you?
Strike. Oh, dude, what can't you tell me? I mean, everything's going gonkers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
What's been going on in Rich's world? I know you recorded with Billy. You worked on your album.
Such a great experience. Having so much fun with that.
Is that still happening? Still going on?
We're done. We're largely done.
Okay. See, did you get together this week at all?
No, not since Emma was in town.
Ah, yeah, that whole thing. We covered that last episode, if you missed it.
Yeah, but good gravy, that woman's got a voice. I know I said that last week, too.
You did.
Holy smokes, as we go through and... Mm-hmm. Woof!
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, you're going through now and listening to it?
And just every time I hear it, I'm like, ooh, wow. Listening, I mean, you end up listening to these things about 4,000 times as you're making notes and stuff. But
how was I? How did I do?
Oh, just your silence was deafening.
Right. Yeah.
But hey, look at it this way. Didn't miss a note.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. That's the upside. The good news is.
Have you seen all the tuna that Mike caught?
Yeah. I was going to ask you.
Sent a picture of all the tuna. Mike is literally the Gorton's fisherman. We need to throw a raincoat and a big white Amish beard on that mofo.
Well, he's also, it makes me laugh about it. So Mike sent the band and apparently sent Richard.
Mike Borja, the member of Loud and Swain.
I think he sent all of us texts individually. It's funny. He's a funny man. But he wanted to know if we wanted tuna because he sent his catch. And now he's got it all chopped up and in a freezer somewhere. But the question on everyone's mind is, why wasn't he working?
And here's the answer. That's work for
That's
Mike
work.
Borja.
That's work.
It's like the golf course is work. Fishing trips are work.
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody parlay a career in what should be a boring field of insurance into a more active lifestyle.
Yeah.
Anytime you look at Mike's photo feed, you're like, oh, did Mike retire and live in an over 55 entertainment village? Uh-huh. Like, all he does is things you see ads for, like deep sea fishing, golf.
Totally.
Sailing. Totally. All without the pesky kids.
Totally.
It's like Del Webb presents Mike Borja.
Yeah. It's funny because I always think of him like getting a suit and tie on and going downtown. And he's always like, guys, I can't.
He's going downtown in air quotes. You know, like, hey, I'm going downtown.
Or like he'll tell the band, like, yeah, sorry, I haven't been responding, guys. I've been working. Just been working hard. And then he's like, who wants tuna? What?
Been working hard, which means I don't get cell service on the open seas.
By the way, that's a lot of tuna. Like, he reached out to the band and you. That's four people.
Yeah. And by the way, I will be at the beginning of your stage at Tomorrow, I'll be rapping on that door to get myself some tuna.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, that's when he's handing it out tomorrow.
Wow. So you're going to be at our stage at Tomorrow. You heard it here, folks.
Just to get the tuna.
You're not going
to... You know what? And I'll put it next to the guitar and I'll call it a guitar tuna.
Someone needs to tune that guitar. It's not gonna tune it itself.
Exactly. I wonder what Mike better serve you guys a nice lunch of, like, you know, ahi tuna.
Yeah.
Bowls.
Yeah, like
what
that
do they call it when they do that? It's called poke poke.
Poke bowl. Well, that's exciting. I realize you're gonna be at our stage tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. By the way, I wanted to congratulate you on the new Speaker of the House. I think that was one of your selects. So good for you.
Fill us in. I don't watch as much news as you do. I know that that there was somebody, after they fired McCarthy, there was somebody that lost like 5-6 votes in a row, and then there was someone else, and then he dropped out.
They tried to get Jim Jordan in there, but people hate Jim Jordan even in Congress. Like, he couldn't get elected.
Then the guy from Minnesota, but he dropped out.
Yeah, he dropped out because he had been for gay marriage, and no one was going to vote for him for Speaker of the House because he was supporting gay marriage.
Oh, that's exciting. Gosh, what a great country.
Yeah, luckily, so the Republicans picked a guy who believed that, gays shouldn't marry and sodomy should be illegal. I'm not making that up.
Shoot me in the face, man. Shoot me in the face. That sucks.
Was also a election
denier,
you know.
Oh, fucking hell.
So it's great.
So wait,
great.
Where is he from? He's from somewhere in the South, right?
Bingo, Louisiana.
Yeah. So so did he win?
He is now Speaker of the House.
Wow.
Third in line for the presidency. But you know what, dude? Whatever. I mean, there was no normal Republican who's going to get that job.
Right.
Because one thing that...
Wait, why?
Because Matt Gaetz and the
conservative
gaggle of ding-dongs that he runs with had sort of proven that a small group can bring the entire train to a screeching halt. So they did.
But wait, so why did the more liberal Republicans end up voting for this guy? Like, how did he get through?
More centrist guys? I don't know. I think out of, to be totally honest, I think out of pure need to get somebody in place so we can give Israel some funding and Ukraine some funding and keep the government running. I think they just had to make it be somebody, and I think they thought it's never going to be a centrist. It's going to be one of the kook bags. This is the least well-known kook bag. Like, nobody knows who this guy is until now. So maybe, you know,
I don't.
Maybe he's the path of least resistance. I was surprised that he got so many votes, but the fact of the matter is, they have to provide a Speaker of the House. It's part of the job of the majority party in Congress. But
the Minnesota guy who believed in the gay marriage is all right, which, by the way, is the right answer. That was a enough of a sticking point that they couldn't get that guy in.
Oh yeah,
but then they got the kook bag in.
Plenty of Republicans are like, "I'm not voting for that."
But then they got
I can't support a fellow who supports gay marriage. No, thank you.
That's ridiculous.
And then and now you have these crazy people, some even from my home state, being like, "Well, this is the hand of God. Obviously, Matt Gaetz was doing the Lord's work
when
he kicked out McCarthy. Because now, if you can't see the power of Christ in this appointment, then you're just not looking." And I'm kind of half quoting a Tennessee congressman, and you're like, oh man,
what the heck?
They really hate people. they really don't like. I mean, who cares if gay people marry? That's one I just will not ever understand. Mm-hmm. As a guy with a lot of gay friends, some of whom have better marriages than my straight friends,
yep.
I don't get the problem there.
And it's been legal for 20 years now. In many states, it just seems so archaic to me to even be talking about that.
So archaic. It's these guys. This dude doesn't even look that old. But then they're just.
Well, that's what's scary. Is like Matt Gaetz is like younger than us.
Yeah, that guy's just that guy's an unapologetic ding dong. But Matt Gaetz is, for as much as he's hated by his own party, He's the smartest guy in the room. He got what he wanted.
I know, exactly.
He pulled it off.
So, fuck. Now what? Now,
I guess we better take off our pants and sell some margaritas.
That's right.
What?
That's right.
It all circles back to that.
It all does circle back to that. And, you know, someone, I think it might have been, someone runs a Twitter page that's a Kings of Con fans, which we love. I don't know if you know who that is. I don't know who it is, but I want to thank that person.
I don't, but I love having fans.
Yeah, and I love that this person pulls up pictures and photos and memories that I'd forgotten about. And they recently posted on the Instagram, I mean on the Twitter, a picture of Matt Cohen when he got naked and
and
did the naked run around Silver Lake in support of because we got 200, we raised like $200,000 or something for
Yeah, once we hit our benchmark, Matt agreed to run naked on the neighborhood.
And it worked until some crabby neighbor came by and yelled at him.
I can't blame the crabby neighbor. Would you want a nude anybody running around and two jerks filming? Like, we are now we're the same guys right now that if we walked into a mall and there's some ding-dong YouTubers doing some content creation where they're, you know, streaking through the mall, you and I would be like, what a couple of knobs. And we were those knobs.
Yeah. We're going to have to see if when we get naked and ride our bikes, we're going to see if we can find that same crappy neighbor.
Tell you what, we're gonna get naked, ride bikes, and then we're gonna auction off the bike seats. But we're not gonna tell you who's whose. We're gonna wait and see if you guys can tell.
Speaking of, I just recently did a lot of boxing and reboxing and moving my office.
Well, that's good for you, upper torso work.
Yeah, it was. It has been. Anyway,
how's your jab?
My jab's great. I got a good jab. But I moved. You know, you see, I'm in the new studio here. But I found. In my garage, I still have all of our jerseys when we all ran the Tough Mudder.
We were going to auction those things off for charity.
We were going to auction them off for charity. I still have them. They're still not washed. They're all brown from mud, nice. But not gross. They don't like smell or anything. They're just like crispy. But I'm talking Jared Padalecki, Jensen Ackles, you, me, Ozark Chow Chow. Who am I missing?
Jason Manns. That it?
I think
that's
that
it.
Might have been it. It's great. And I didn't look at them this clearly, but they all have our ages at the time.
Yeah.
That dates it. I mean, yours and mine must have said 46 or something, you know, 45 even.
Chow said 17 and got a waiver from his parents.
Exactly.
Yeah, and here we all are. We're all grown up now, Robbie. Now we got those crusty old shirts represent a different era, a different time, a different phase of life.
Well, this is funny because I've moved like three houses since then, but I still got
it. A lot of shit going on in your world. A lot has changed in the Benedict house.
110%. Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
Including the Benedict house.
Benedict house. Yep.
Yeah.
And the Benedict family.
Woo. Yee.
Has a new, we're kind of a modern family now. It's my extended family. I'm lucky enough that I get along really well with my ex, and we all have a happy sort of modern family here.
Yeah.
and that lady, the little Scottish lady.
Exactly.
Ooh, no.
Ooh. Ah. Yee. Ah.
No.
Yee. So somehow the Ruth imitation just sounds like somebody being tickled. Oh, is that, who's doing the tickling? Is that you, Matthew?
Yeah. So
good stuff.
Yeah. So that's happening.
That is happening. And don't forget that's happening because it really is happening.
It's happening.
I know a lot of people are like, I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm telling you, it is.
Yeah.
It's happening. It's currently happening.
Yeah.
And it will continue to happen.
What's the strike? What's the strike report?
Strike report is no updates.
No updates. They're back at the table.
And now with your strike report, is Richard Speight Jr. and Robert Benedict. Hi, we're live from the streets of Striketon. Wow, a lot of traffic here at Striketon, wall to wall. A lot of people honking in support of the strike.
Get out of the way. Get in hell.
Get
a job. Get a real job. Take off your pants.
They're back at the table.
Negotiators are back in the room with the AMTBT.
Yeah.
The strike negotiators for the
great
union of SAG-AFTRA are back at it.
Yeah.
We're not taking over an answer. We're taking no guff. We will not be sold short. We're in it to win it, and progress will be and shall be made.
Yeah.
So that, but in terms of updates, we don't have an update because the update is they're, but the update is they're back at the table.
The update is they're back at the table after they spent a day reviewing the counteroffer from the AMPTP, and today they're talking to them about the counteroffer. We don't know of any other information. We don't know how good the counteroffer was. We don't know
I'm not sure we'd be allowed to discuss it even so. But
sure. I'm just saying this is what the email, the correspondence we're getting from SAG saying, stand by, stay with us.
Hang in there, fight the good fight, and go picket.
Yeah. But we will be out of it at some point. We just don't know when.
Tell you, Netflix is a good place to pick it. They had a DJ going.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. That's awesome. I love that. My my friend Abby during the writer strike would host a karaoke at Paramount.
That's awesome.
To karaoke, just like leave it up to the artists. Of course, the strike lines are also very.
Yeah, man, I've seen like a drum circle going on one of them that was super awesome. Somebody was grilling.
Yeah,
like. It really is. Everybody support each other and do fun stuff and be there for each other. It's awesome.
Yeah.
The vibe is great. I know people are stressed and depressed and worried, but the solidarity is there.
Yeah.
And I was back on the lines on day 99, and the energy felt like day one.
Yeah.
The spirit is strong.
Yeah.
The heart is aligned with the goals, and everybody's upbeat about the future.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Sometimes when we do this podcast, you're in the garage.
Right.
And then sometimes you're in this room, which is like the office.
Right.
When you're in the garage, is it because JC's in the office?
No, I usually, when I'm in this room, right now Tyler Hayes from BDDW, JC's cousin and furniture designer, the man behind M. Crow, where the M stands for ceramics.
Or beer and jeans and fancy things, M. Crow.
He's staying with us, and our guest room is the garage.
Ah, interesting.
So when that happens, I come in here. Otherwise, I try to do it in the garage.
Interesting. Okay, good to know. I like it here. This is, for what it's worth, this is more aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, the garage looks like a garage.
It looks like a
garage. Garage-like feel, yeah.
It doesn't even look like a guest house. It looks like a garage.
No, it looks like a garage.
I hope you spruced it up for him, because he's a big deal.
He's a big deal.
I miss the map on the wall that you and Frank made.
I know. I love that.
But I like the paint.
You know, classic machete style. She's like, that ain't going back up. Like, oh.
Yeah. Well, you got to listen to the machete.
No, I know, but it was a fun thing that Frank and I did. You know, father-son stuff, but does that matter to her? Heck no. If it doesn't have anything to do with moving margaritas off the shelves, she don't want to hear about it.
Well, it looks like it's a cool-looking room. You got I want to call that Hunter Green on the wall.
Yeah, about Hunter Green is about right.
And the surfboard, which always makes you look cool, even though I know it's not for you, it's hers.
It's machetes, yeah. For sure.
it's a good room.
Yeah, it's a cool room.
You're looking at here is the new Fartoon Studios, which is...
But it's temporary.
Yeah, the temporary Fartoon Studios, and it's basically just the back room where the kids watch TV, and here you have got my signed Milwaukee Bucks basketball from 1970, signed by the great Lou Alcindor, who later became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Big O Oscar Robinson, MVP. And
don't you have a young girl, a well-known young girl signature on that ball?
And my sister Amy. Who signed it when she was about 12.
Who brought the value down to zero.
To zero, yeah.
So that's like $100,000.
Yeah. Yeah. So that.
That's nothing funnier than that.
That's pretty great. Yeah, it's pretty great.
Oh, man.
Yeah. She signed it the same color ink, though. It's just fun.
That's cool. Look, here's JC's Vespa helmet.
Whoa, cool. That's yeah. It's like Speed Racer.
Look, watch it. I'll put it on. Watch this.
All right, Richard is putting on.
You put it on
the helmet,
and it looks like Speed Racer.
Oh my
right?
God!
Like, oh yeah,
it's so.
And JC walks in the room. She's like, "All right, I'll see you later."
Whoa! What? No way!
How great is that? Like the drop shade.
That's.
And she does like, "I'm leaving."
That's.
Move the car out of the driveway so I can get the Vespa out now.
All right, so he's put on a helmet and he put down.
I can't hear you. I have my headphones on. What?
I'm just describing what you just did, and he put down the clear visor.
Like the yeah, like
but
the,
then behind the clear visor,
visor
is the sunglass visor, which is kick ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
It looks just like Speed Racer.
That's great. Your hair right now is fantastic. By the way,
I know I've got helmet hair.
It's just like sticking out from your headphones, like it's kind of like
Krusty the Clown.
Jack Nicholson in The Shining a bit.
Yeah. The helmet messed up my hair.
Wow, you're the Rich Little of the podcast. I always forget.
No, that's not saying much. You know that Rosenbaum can do everybody. He's a man of a thousand voices.
Well, he's a good storyteller. Is what that guy is. Good story.
Oh yeah, he is.
He's your new friend. He's your new best friend, Michael Rosenbaum.
I like old Michael Rosenbaum. He's on that text chain with Hank and
Pam
and
of course he is.
And JC.
Yeah,
and JP and Speedy.
Unbelievable.
Dude, I do love it. I didn't even think about that until you start reacting that your best friend and your best friend's wife, who's also your best friend, texted
my
JC
other
and
best
me
friend and my other best
about
friend's
you
wife about me,
yeah,
but didn't include me. I can't be mad at you. It's his fault. He did it.
Yeah, it's Hank. For once, it's
also,
not me.
I was also upset because he posted something on Instagram yesterday about it's a birthday picture of him getting his birthday cake and his daughter and his wife are in the picture. It's a great framed picture. And I took the picture. But do I get photo credit? No. No photo credit.
That's the one that he sold to the magazine, right?
Yeah. You know, one time when my friend Bruce lives in London now, but when we moved out here in the 90s together, and it was probably 96, 95, 96. I'd been out here for several years at that point, but we were driving on Sunset, and we saw there was a fender bender, nothing serious, just a fender bender. And one of the people in the fender bender was the guy from Saturday Night Live around that time. He played like the one of his sketches was he was like the copy guy.
Chris Kattan.
Yeah, was he the copy guy?
Or John Lovitz?
No, it was who's the copy guy? Saturday
Jim
Night.
Jim Brewer.
No, you're great. Those are all SNL copy guys.
I think the making copy. Oh, Rob Schneider.
Schneider. It was Rob Schneider, and we raced home to our. Well, I didn't live with Bruce; he lived in someone else. But we went to his apartment, and we tried, and we called me because he took pictures on like a shitty camera, and we went back. We called like the National Enquirer, and we were trying to sell the pictures.
You guys are scumbags.
To try to get money because we had no money.
You're paparazzi.
It didn't work.
The worst.
It didn't work.
Robberazzi.
It didn't work. Nobody
Robin
wanted.
Robin Brucey.
No one cared. But yeah, that was a low point.
Bruce and Robsy. Oh my gosh.
Maybe that was
terrible.
Like 94. It was early.
Oh, well, that changed it. Never mind.
It was early. I mean, I was waiting tables. I had no money.
Well, Rob.
Richard, we did
it. I feel
it.
Like we've done it. I feel like we've broken it down, built it back up, and then knocked it over again.
Yeah.
It's time to bury this bastard.
All right.
Good talking to you. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
We're excited for the new Fartoon Studios being built as a separate structure, a standalone studio being built on the compound. It's going to be great. A little golf cart to get us there. It's going to be super cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I got two words for you, unless this is one word. Zip line. How cool would it be to go from the main house across the water features to the newly built?
It made no sense. It's literally up about three stairs. And if I literally had a golf cart, we'd have to carry it.
Go on.
Oh, we're there. Yeah, no. A zip line down might be fun. I mean, it'd be a one second ride.
Nice to see you finally listening.
But back up, it would be a real pain because it would be like cranking.
That's when you need the golf cart. Anyway, adding another wing to the compound is awesome, dude.
It's not a compound.
All right, man.
All right.
To be continued.
All right.
Good talking to everybody. Glad you guys are around and still with us. We're in there. Hanging solidarity, union.
Thank you.
The labor movement, but we'll get back to it soon.
Thank you as always.
Meanwhile, support your local SAG and AFTRA people.
Yes. Thanks for standing by us. And thank you as always for listening to this podcast. We really appreciate you staying tuned and listening to us babble.
That's true. We enjoy all these things. You all take care, be well, be safe, and for God's sakes, be quiet.
Bye. It's a